When I think about the end of school, my thoughts turn to the start of summer camp. I had 3 great years at a sleepaway camp in the North Carolina mountains. All we did pretty much was backpack on the Blue Ridge for 6 weeks. Let me introduce you, though, to a camp that does some of that. Also, the arts and crafts thing, a bit of canoeing and campfire songs, but all in Russian. Lesnoye Ozera is a Russian language camp in Bemidji, Minnesota. Nadia Spock, one of our summer interns here, actually spent 7 summers at this camp. How'd you end up at a Russian language camp for all those years, Nadia?
Well, I actually traveled to Russia a lot as a kid. My mom did a lot of work over there, and I was lucky enough that she started bringing me along, and I started to pick up some Russian along the way. But she really thought that I should be learning when I wasn't abroad, so she suggested the idea of sending me to this Russian camp.
And you liked the idea?
Yeah, I was excited about it. I was only 8 years old, but it was really interesting because I was unlike a lot of the other campers there in that I was one of the only campers that wasn't adopted from Russia.
Mm.
Most of the other kids had decided to go to camp to learn about where they came from, or in some cases, relearn Russian to one day maybe meet their birth families. Mm. I spoke with one of my old friends, Svetlana Popovic, who was adopted from Russia when she was 10, about how she ended up at camp.
I wanted to relearn Russian because all the time I was pushed to learn English and Spanish and Hebrew, so I was forgetting my Russian. So my parents decided it would be a good idea for me to go there and not to lose my language and just to know my heritage.
So if a lot of kids ended up at the Lesnoye Ozera summer camp to reconnect with their Russian heritage in some way, I mean, what kind of activities do you do to do that?
Oh, there were so many things. Every day we had language classes, actually multiple times a day. We were encouraged to speak in Russian all the time if we could. Obviously, it didn't always happen. But aside from learning language, we prepared a lot of Russian food. We ate pretty much all traditional meals. We learned how to sing Russian songs around the campfire.
What's a Russian word for marshmallow?
You know, I do not know the Russian word for marshmallow.
It's been a while. What was the last year you were there, or what year?
Let's see. I don't remember the exact year, but it was the summer after my freshman year of high school.
How did a Russian language summer camp end up in Bemidji, Minnesota in the first place?
So Lesnoye Ozera is one of 15 summer camps, a part of the Concordia Language Villages in Bemidji. And they were started in the 60s through Concordia College, which is actually located in Moorhead, Minnesota. And the whole idea was to work on creating responsible global citizens.
Very interesting. So you were saying, Nadia, that most of the campers had roots in Russia. What about the counselors? Where were they from?
Pretty much all of my counselors were native Russian speakers. A couple of them actually lived permanently in Russia and would travel to Minnesota to work at camp in the summers. Here's Svetlana, who I actually went to camp with, and she went on to be a counselor there a few years later.
Some of them had grandmas, grandpas growing up in Russia, so they could really tell like great stories, and it's something that I never had a chance to hear from my grandma, my grandpa, my mom, and my dad. It was definitely a life-changing moment for me.
So, Nadia, now that your camper days are behind you, what's your lasting memory of this camp?
So I would say that my most memorable moment at camp was my worst at the time, but probably the best now. I was so upset when my parents dropped me off at camp. Like I said, I was only 8, and I was crying every single night, and I actually moved in to the bed of one of my fellow campers, and I stayed with her the entire week.
Aww.
But the remaining years, I eventually moved over to my own bed, but we remained best friends and went to camp together every year after that.
Yeah, that's great. Those early days at camp can be a bit overwhelming, but I'm glad you stayed and very glad you're spending this summer with us at The World. Thank you, Nadia.
Thank you.